With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Let the shutdown begin. And as of 12:01 this morning, it did. The government shut down after Senate Democrats refused to support a Republican stopgap spending bill to keep the lights on. GOP lawmakers refused Democrat demands for $1.5 trillion for illegal alien health care and the refunding of NPR, among other things. President Trump says that he may have to start cutting the federal payroll.
Well, we may do a lot, and that's only because of the Democrats. And as you know, they want to be able to take care of people that are coming to our country illegally. And no system can handle that. And so we're totally opposed on that. But we can't take it. We just can't do it. I'd love to do everybody. I'd love to do the whole world. But our country can't handle people that come into our country illegally.
It is the first government shutdown in almost 7 years.
The Medicare and Medicaid health care programs are expected to continue, but staffing shortages could mean delays for some services. The Pentagon would also still function. In addition, most employees will stay on the job at the Department of Homeland Security.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, another Senate vote on the GOP stopgap bill expected to come later today. President Trump and drug maker Pfizer have a deal attained at bringing down drug prices. Pfizer has agreed to start selling its drugs in the U.S. at prices comparable to what people in other countries pay. For Medicaid recipients, the website TrumpRx.gov. Some drugs can be purchased there at a discount. Pfizer's also agreed to boost its manufacturing in the U.S. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures point to a lower open later on. The Dow futures down 218 points, and the Nasdaq futures are off 138. This is SRN News. An avowed atheist attacks the left.
Comedian Bill Maher is well known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. On a recent Real Time with Bill Maher program, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. These are the Islamists, Boko Haram. Where are the kids protesting this?" George Williams, SRN News.
A recent opinion piece in the New York Post found that while the late Charlie Kirk's mission had been to turn the hearts of young men toward family and faith and nation, now, Erica Kirk is taking that mission to young women. Essayist Libby Emmons says that if Gen Z women continue following the moral guidance of the left, they'll find what so many of their millennial counterparts have learned. This is SRN News. Well, nothing can says fun times like watching fat bears.
Chunk is a 1,200-pound behemoth who swept the competition this year in the Fat Bear Week contest, his first win after finishing in second place the three previous years. The annual online competition allows viewers to follow 12 bears in Alaska on live webcams as they fish for salmon. The humans then cast ballots on a bracket-style tourney. More than 1.5 million people voted. Jason Walker reporting.
Couple of hurricanes, Humberto and Imelda, are producing some very heavy surf along the East Coast. At the moment, Imelda has its sights set on Bermuda after exiting the Bahamas. More details at srnnews.com.